Hey, what's up, podcast? This is Sony Krunal, and you are connected to Sony Digital Show. I appreciate you for choosing and tuning to this particular episode, and I'll try my best in adding value to your precious time. So, guys, in today's particular episode, I'm going to share why is PUBG 2 addictive and how can you get rid of that addiction. The tips which I'm going to share helped me and might also help you. So now let's talk on the point. And first of all, let's talk why is PUBG 2 addictive. Like, I used to play PUBG a lot before and a year ago, and my family members used to tell me and shout at me like, don't waste time on this dumb game and all these things. And I used to shout on them. I used to get angry on them. Like, it affected my mental health and my family relations. So I slowly and steadily realized that why should I deteriorate my relations because of this just simple one game. So I'm going to share some points which makes this game too addictive. So the number one point is Royal Pass. The Royal Pass features, you might be knowing, creates a competitive atmosphere between two of the friends. Like, if a guy A, let's make A and B friends. Let A be a friend and B would be the second friend. So if the A is having the Royal Pass points of 40, and the second friend or the friend B is having his, having Royal Pass point number 35. So it will create competition among both of them. So the second person or the second friend would start putting more hours in PUBG to get on the level of the friend A. Like, he would be wishing of going from 35 to 40 and compete his friend. So this is the number one key feature, I feel, that is, it creates competitive atmosphere between friends. Like, if you are a PUBG player, you might be knowing, you are having your whole profile stats, like how many rounds you have played, how many kills you have done, and what is your KD ratio. KD ratio refers to what is your ability to kill, and how much is ability of yours to kill the players in the match. And this profile stats create and competitive atmosphere or competitive feeling between among the friends, and each and every friend competes himself, or my KD ratio is of 2.50, let it be, and the guy, the friend number B would be saying, my KD ratio is more than you, like I am having KD ratio of 3. So this creates a competition, and the friend who is, or the person who is having a low KD ratio, would be start putting more hours to compete his all the friends. And this creates it creates an addicting atmosphere or addicting connection with the PUBG, because you will always think of I want to compete my friend, I want to get good profile stats than my friend. So this and the skins, this was the feature I missed out, the skins and the new clothes. Like, I got this rare clothes and all this kind of stuff. If you are a PUBG player, you might be knowing this, all the things very well. So now let's jump towards how can you get rid of that addiction. Guys, everything is good. Entertainment is good. If you play for an half an hour or 1 hour, then it's good. I do play PUBG right now, but I play it for 5-6 days and then I delete them. And after month or two, I download it again and I play for 5-6 days with my friends and then I delete it. So I'm also getting entertained by playing that game. So, but the reason is, don't let PUBG control you, but and the control of yours should be on PUBG. Because what happens when you get when PUBG controls you is, your family relations will get deteriorated, you won't be able to do the work you want, and many several things. I don't need to discuss more of that. So now let's get on the tip, or let me give you a tip which helped me and which might help you reduce that addiction or get rid of the addiction. So must gift yourself for let's take an example. If you want to read a book, if you always wish to read a book, but you get distracted by the PUBG, and when you see the book, you are having the thought like, let me play PUBG with my friends. So the thing is, at point, I want you to do this following thing. Now you decide if I will read two chapters from this book, I am going to play 1 hour of PUBG with my friends, no matter what happens, no matter parents say or whatever. Like, so doing this, what will happen? You will do the work you wanted to do. Like, you will read two chapters of the book and then you will play. So do this for a week, and in the next week increase the time of work you want to do. Like, in the first week you decide to read two chapters, in the next week you decide like, I will read four chapters from this book and I'll play PUBG for 1 hour. Like, increase the time of work and reduce the time of playing PUBG, and slowly and steadily you will realize that you are now getting rid of the addiction which you had when you were doing no work, and you will see the results. You will see the improvement in yourself. So this was the particular tip which helped me and which might also help you in getting rid of the addiction. Like, you know, let me tell you, if you found this particular episode really valuable and interesting, share this among your friends and let them help get rid of this addiction. And I hope you guys enjoyed this particular episode. Hey, I'm really grateful for having a listener like you, and I am really thanking you with all my empathy for your precious time and each and every second for this particular episode. I hope you guys are doing really well. Stay tuned.